and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Fun time in the Lyon County Treasurer's Office, or not, with property tax statements going out here recently and coming to Lyon County residents soon. Treasurer Sharon Gady joining us to talk about those statements here in a little more detail.
Sharon, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron. Hi, Chuck. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear that. So statements were mailed out, what, last Friday?
Yes. They should be hitting everybody's mail any day now.
Okay. We talked a little bit here about, you know, the statements look different because there's a new vendor involved, but just how much different are they going to look versus the past, and is this different in a good way for property tax holders?
We feel like it is definitely different in a good way, and it's going to look totally different. They are on an 8.5 by 11 sheet this year. The payment coupons, instead of the two little tiny ones at the bottom that everybody has trouble tearing off, they're going to be two horizontal ones all the way across the page, and they're going to be marked 1 and 2 for first half, second half, for you to tear off. They're going to be really easy like that. On the back is going to be the property tax information sheet that has all the mill levies, the tax changes, and stuff like that on it. And there is also on the front going to be a QR code where you can scan that QR code, and it will take you directly to where you can pay online.
Okay, so why the switch to this new format, Sharon?
The main big reason is because it's going to save the county money. Compared to our other vendor, it's going to save over $2,000 to do this. And also the mail time. From the time this vendor gets the file and gets them mailed out, it's 4 days. The old vendor, we get the file to them, it could be over 10 days before they get it mailed out.
Why is that difference important there, Sharon?
Well, because like this year, when we got all the information later than normal, the time the statements go out is going to be a lot shorter. If we wouldn't have went with this vendor and would have went with the old vendor, people would not have got their statements until sometime next week or later. So I'm really glad with the delay in getting all the information to us that this new vendor is going to get them out sooner for us.
Well, Sharon, if we just can't wait to see how much we get to pay,
is there
a way we can find that out before the statements get here?
Yes. You can go to the county website, and then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a place on the quick links. It says property tax search. You can click on there, follow the prompts all the way through, plug in your name or your address, and it should bring up your information right there for you.
It's pretty easy there. Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady joining us again with the new look property tax statements coming very soon, if not already in hand here for Lyon County property holders. Sharon, one thing that I know that you'd mentioned here with us a few weeks back was another change in operations, and this had to do with phone payments when it comes to property taxes. And the memory serves me correctly, that is off the board here this year.
Yeah, correct. For the month of December, so starting Monday, we will not be taking phone payments over the phone just for the month of December. There's just so much that goes on, especially with statements getting out later this year. The girls are going to be really, really busy with everything else, and we just don't have the manpower or the time to handle all the phone payments that come in.
Sharon, let me ask you here, too, because you this loops back to the prior conversation we had with you a few weeks ago. Talk a little bit about the other adjustments that you guys made here recently, and how those are faring here for you for both Treasurer's Office and Motor Vehicle.
They're doing very well. People are being real receptive of it. We haven't had any pushback that I'm aware of. If there is, people can come talk to me, and I'll sit down and we'll have a discussion and see what we can do to rectify their situation. If I can help them in any way, I will.
Good to hear that's going okay. So, yeah, be on the lookout for the new look properties tax statements that should be arriving any time now. They were sent out last Friday. And just a quick reminder, too, get to your renewal of your vehicle taxes without penalty. I guess tomorrow's the deadline for this month, it looks like, huh?
Yep, tomorrow's it because, of course, we're off Thursday and Friday for the holiday. They can renew on Monday without a penalty, but that does not mean that law enforcement won't stop them for expired tags.
Good point.
Much appreciated.
Valid
on that.
Point right there, yeah.
Sharon, are we missing anything here today that you wanted to bring up here before we get into the holidays?
Not that I'm aware of. I just hope everybody is kind of receptive to this new look to the statements. I know we can't always please everybody, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to do this. So I just hope everybody bears with us and everything works out okay.
And we're saving money.
We're saving money.
That's the big key right there.
All right. Sharon, hey, thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, Sharon.
You also. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Sharon Gady, New Look Property Tax Forms. Here with us, so be on the lookout for that.
They're coming in the next day or two. We told you that today's schedule is busy, and so is tomorrow's, because during our 8:05 newscast, we're going to get a quick update, quick preview of the Turkey.